jaradhamadhava kunjabihari. Gopi janavallabha girivaradhari. Jai Gopi janavallabha girivaradhari. Yashoda nandana braja jana ranjana. Yashoda nandana braja jana ranjana. Jamuna tira vanachari. Jamuna tira vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Grantara Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jai. Jai Hari Jīva. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the Bhagavatam right here, right? Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 7, Text 31. Vaishandapata Vaishamyam. Pratiloma Niveshanam. Jivasya Gatayoyascha. Yavatir guna karmajaha. Pashanda patta vaishamyam. Ratiloma niveshanam. Jivasya gatayo yascha. Yavatir guna karmaja. Ashanda patta vaishamyam. Ratiloma niveshanam. Jivasya gatayo yascha. Yavatir guna karmaja. Pashanda Pata, the path of the faithless. Vaishamyam, imperfection by contradiction. Pratiloma, cross breeding. Niveshanam, situation. Jivasya, of the living entities. Gatayaha, movements. Yaha, as they are. Cha, also. Yavati, as many. As many as. Guna, modes of material nature. Karmaja, generated by different work. Translation, purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Please also describe the imperfections and contradictions of the faithless atheists, the situation of cross-breeding, and the movements of the living entities in various species of life according to their particular modes of nature and work. Repeat, please. Please also describe the imperfections and contradictions of the faithless atheists, the situation of cross-breeding, and the movements of the living entities in various species of life according to their particular modes of nature and work. Purport. The combination of living entities in different modes of material nature is called cross-breeding. The faithless atheists do not believe in the existence of God, and thus their paths of philosophy are contradictory. Atheistic philosophies never agree with one another. Different species of life are evidence of varieties of mixtures of the modes of material nature. I was instructed to go to the 34. So this is text 32. Dhammartha kama mokshanam nimitam yavirodhatam vartayadanda nitesha shrutasya cha vidin pritak. You may also describe the non-contradictory causes of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and salvation, and also the different means of livelihood and different processes of law and order as mentioned in the revealed scriptures. Text 33. Shraddhasya cha vidhin brahman tritrinam sargameva cha graha nakshatra karanam kala yava sanskritin. Please also explain the regulations for offering respects to the forefathers, the creation of the Pitriloka, the time schedule and the planets, stars and luminaries, and their respective situations. Purport. The time durations of day and night, as well as months and years, are different in the different planets, stars and luminaries. The higher planets like the Moon and Venus have time measurements different from those of the Earth. It is said that 6 months of this planet Earth equal 1 day of the higher planets. In Bhagavad Gita, the duration of 1 day in Brahmaloka is measured to be 1,000 times the 4 yugas, or 4,300,000 years multiplied by 1,000. And the month in year in Brahmaloka are calculated in that measure. Text 34. Dhanasya tapaso vapi yachesta purtayo palam pravasa stasya yo dharmo yascha pumsa utapadi. Please also describe the fruitive results of charity and penance, and of digging reservoirs of water. Please describe the situation of persons who are away from home, and also the duty of a man in an awkward position. Digging of reservoirs of water for public use is a great work of charity, and retiring from family life after 50 years of age is a great act of penance performed by the sober human being. Om Jnanatimarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guru Venamaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Yadati Sva Padantikam Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pucharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshikarane. Wow. This is a very deep subject matters. I can't imagine how Vidura is asking Maitreya all these technical questions concerning the imperfections and contradictions of the faithless atheists and the situation of crossbreeding and the movement of living entities in various species of life according to their particular modes of nature and work. So Prabhupada's explaining that this crossbreeding is the living entities in different modes of material nature combination of living entities. We know how the goodness, passion, and ignorance are always competing and fighting. And according to the modes of nature and our desires and work, we get particular forms of life within this material world. How the faithless atheists do not believe in the existence of God, and their path of philosophy are contradictory. So atheists, they don't open their eyes to see the marvelous manifestation of the Lord's creation. You know, anyone with a little bit of intelligence, just to have the ability to see, to hear, to speak, and the functions of the body, the functions of the world, the universe, the change of season, flowers, and varieties of species of life, would actually provoke some questions in one mind, like, who has created all this? And in order to justify their atheistic temperament, they have to come up with all kinds of philosophies, and sometimes some people are gifted with more so-called material intelligence, so they have, you know, PhDs and scholars and different educators who want to put forward their ideas and have some sort of following. You know, we've seen Darwin has, it could be, perhaps, maybe it could have been like this. And other philosophies that want to explain the nature of life and an existence. So this is the basic contradictory philosophy. In order to be a prominent philosopher, you have to contradict or defeat the other philosophies to show that what you're saying is makes some sense. But atheists and their philosophies, they're simply looking for independence so that they don't have to follow God or the rules and regulations. And different species of life are evidence of varieties of mixtures of the modes of material nature. So, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14 describes the different modes of material nature, different inclinations. And one who is actually attracted to philosophy is inquisitive about the absolute truth, wanting to understand why I'm suffering in this material world, and lives a life, even the food he eats, isn't it? Fruits, vegetables, nice varieties of foods, not tamasic foods like eating fish or meat or eggs and all these, which are caused by violence. And the mode of passion, one is driven to work hard to accumulate money so that he can take care of the necessities of life, keep up the status quo with the family. And one is thinking, one is very happy, if I can work really hard, make money, and at the end I can leave money for my generation, then I was successful in my life. Driven by passion, people are very eager to work for sense gratification. So Arjuna is told to come above the modes of material nature, come above passion, goodness, and ignorance. And without proper guidance, it's very difficult to do that. And also you can describe the non-contradictory causes of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and salvation. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. It's a general progression because civilized human beings have some religion, depending on their culture, the family that they're born in, nationality, you know. Sometimes they change their religious beliefs, but generally if one is born in a Christian or Jewish family or Mohammedan family, they generally follow the rituals and religious ceremonies which the ancestors have been carrying it since, you know, handing down. And then by performing religious activities, one is thinking that economic development, you know, I'm performing my religious duty so I can work honestly and take care of my family and also gratify the senses, because this is actually the goal of life, the purpose of life. Charvaka Muni, beg, borrow, steal, get some ghee, you know, just the tongue. Got to satisfy the tongue, the belly, and the genitals. And we've been serving the senses since time immemorial, and the mind is always dictating, coming up with ways, newer and newer ways for better sense gratification, and the intelligence is helping you become the master plan behind the whole affair. But unfortunately, because there's no real happiness in this material world, although everyone's striving for happiness, everyone's working hard to become wealthy, to become famous, to become powerful, all the qualities of God they want to imitate. But unfortunately, everyone ultimately grows old, gets diseased, and has to die. I asked my two grandsons, what are the four miseries of life? Birth, old age, disease, and death. And how does one get free of that? By chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We may not know the potency of the holy name or the medicine, but that completely overrides the whole idea of dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Because when one is not satisfied with his attempt for sense gratification, then he's looking for salvation, you know. And unfortunately, people are not having proper guidance. There are so many books. If you go to a library, there are so many books on philosophy and so many famous philosophers. And there's Buddhism and impersonalism, voidism. So many ideas are there. But we've seen that no one's become happy by all these processes. So the original guru is Krishna. Krishna is the supreme spiritual master, and he sends his representatives in order to explain the process of religion, the process of awakening our true identity, our eternality. So again, he's asking about so many topics here. Please also explain the regulations for offering respects to the forefathers, the creation of the Pitraloka, the time schedule, and the planets, stars, luminaries, and their respective situations. So one who takes shelter of the spiritual master and engages in devotional service, he's freed of these obligations. Not that we take up devotional service to become free from obligations, but one develops all the good qualities of demigods. Yes, yasti, bhaktir, bhagavatya, kinchana, sarvagunai, statra, samasa, te sura. Spontaneously, naturally, many times it's asked, what are the symptoms of a devotee? What are the symptoms of one who is free from the modes of material nature? You know, how does he act? How does he behave? What does he do? So Srila Prabhupada, the representative, empowered representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the six Goswamis, he is giving us everything as we pray every morning in the Guru Vastika prayers, that the spiritual master is putting out this fire of repeated birth and death, the forest fire. It's like burning. It's a fearful situation. We see our friends are dying, our relatives are dying, we will die. Our children will die, their children will die. But no one is thinking and feeling, well, it's at least not now, not right now. But the spiritual master is putting out that repetition of birth and death, which is the real misery of material existence. The cycle of repeated being put in the womb, whether it's in a demigod womb, human, animal body, or insects, creepers. Every living entity is an eternal spirit soul, Satchidananda Vigraha, part of Krishna, servant of Krishna. But bewildered in this material world, we're all struggling, looking for happiness. And in the animal and other subspecies below humans, it's a natural evolutionary progression. But human life, we have an opportunity to ask, who am I? Why am I suffering? And how to get free from suffering? So, Shraddha, faith is important. We've gained faith in Srila Prabhupada by his behavior, by his love for the devotees, and by his brilliant expression of presenting the Vedic literatures, just like in the prayers to the six Goswamis, is describing. They were all very powerful ministers, wealthy, but they renounced all this so-called aristocratic association and wealth and followers, and they scrutinizingly studied the revealed scriptures for the benefit of mankind, for the benefit of all the suffering conditioned souls. It's not a slogan. We see people are suffering, they're lost, and unfortunately, this daivihesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya, this maya, this divine energy of Krishna, is keeping everyone bewildered, thinking that this is life, this is what it's all about. I'm born in good fortune, or many people are struggling and suffering. We see all the different wars and all the different humanity suffering is there. Ariatmika, Aridaivika, Aribodhika. The mind is troubling, the senses are troubling. You may think, well, what kind of trouble? Well, as you're getting older, everything is troubling, isn't it? You know, the knees are troubling. One is suffering in this material world of birth and death due to misidentifying with the material body, thinking that I am this body, I, me, and mine. This is my family. These are my possessions. But everything is taken away. Just see Yamaraj in the form of Vidura, the Lord of Death. He's asking Maitreya, who was instructed by the Supreme Lord, about all the intricacies of the creation and people's bewilderment of atheism and the different influence by different modes of material nature and the struggle to go through Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. But the beauty of our Krishna consciousness movement is just like Brahma in the very beginning of this creation. And we're hearing that not only is there this universe, but there's unlimited universes, millions of universes. Okay, we have this universe. And Lord Brahma, when created, he was trying to figure, who am I? What is the purpose? Why am I sitting here up in this lotus? Let me go down. So he went down the stem to search for a long, long time, searching, searching, contemplating. Then he went back to the lotus and looking at all four directions, he developed four heads because he's looking and inquiring. And the Lord, Krishna, being pleased with the penance and austerity of Brahma, he revealed the spiritual world to him. He revealed the beauty of Vaikuntha and all the residents of Vaikuntha, describing how beautiful they look, how effulgent, and how wonderful the spiritual world is, which is most of the people, most of the living entities, are in the spiritual kingdom, serving, loving Krishna, and having transcendental relationships. But this material world, the prison house, is here because we've wanted to express our independent desire for fruitive activities, our desire to be happy separate from Krishna, just like the atheists, they want to deny God. So Lord Buddha, he appeared. It's also atheism. It's like a teacher, he may know the full philosophy, but he teaches ABCs to the students who are very neophyte. So teaching how to get free and disentangle ourselves from the body and free of misery. So we're not talking so much philosophy from the other impersonalists or atheists, voidists, but for one who is very fortunate, Brahmanda Brahmite Koni Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadipai Bhakti Lata Bij, one who is fortunate, even after wandering throughout the universe in various forms of life, He gets the seed of bhakti, bhakti lata bij, this devotion from Krishna and from Guru. And it's not that Srila Prabhupada just happened to come at a time when Krishna made the environment just suitable in the 1960s. Prior to that, was so much confusion. But at that time, people were looking for gurus or for alternative processes of self-realization. Many people came. We know, we heard of them. No need to mention all of them. You know, T.M. and Rajneesh and Guru. So many gurus came. But Prabhupada came with the real diamond, with the real jewel. And this is the emphasis Prabhupada put on his book distribution, that all these questions in very detailed, so many detailed questions, and the Dura is not the only one. Wasn't it that Devahuti was asking Kapiladev so many questions, and Kapiladev with a smile became happy to answer. And throughout the Bhagavatam, there are various conversations and discussions about what is the absolute truth, how to get free from this entanglement, from the bewilderment of this material maya. And the Guru is speaking the same philosophy, as Krishna said to Arjuna, I spoke the same science of self-realization to the sun god many millions of years ago. You were there. We're all existing in the past, we're existing now, we'll continue to exist in the future. One cannot trace out the time of so-called creation of Krishna's ever existing, we're ever existing. So Lord Brahma, he was, after meeting and exchanging love, after Krishna blessed Lord Brahma composed the Brahma Samhita. And if we hear those prayers of Brahma Samhita, isn't it? Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karna Karnam. Every verse with depth explaining the various incarnations and how Krishna is controlling the material manifestation and Durga Devi and how Brahma and all the demigods are created and all the living entities by the Lord's glance impregnated into material nature and then set into motion in every living being according to his past karma, karma nadivana trena, and desires, he's given a suitable body. And he continues in this material world for long, long duration. One day of Brahma is what, 4,300,000,000 years? Or 4,300,000,000 times 1,000. Anyway, the one day of Brahma is after one day of Brahma is a partial devastation. So all the living entities, after being kings and emperors, human beings, male and female, animals, pigs and dogs eating stool and suffering in this material world, all varieties of life are there. Again and again, one is suffering, and then the devastation, and this goes on repeatedly. It says the day or the life of Brahma is like a flash of lightning, a bubble in the ocean. So we can just imagine how great God is. We can't imagine, but we're just getting a little glimpse that the Supreme Lord, he loves every living being. It's not that the prison house is made by the government to simply to punish the living entities, but to correct them to become righteous citizens. So this real happiness can come and it by the mercy of the spiritual master, because the spiritual master, tadvidi prani patena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshati te jnanam jnananas tatva darshana. He's seen the truth. The bona fide guru, the acharya, he's a representative of Krishna, and what he speaks is what Krishna speaks. He's not manufacturing his own ideas, mental concoctions, or thinking that simply by my own endeavors, by my fruitive activities, oh, I'm a good person, I'm making good wells, I'm giving in charity, opening hospitals, I'm providing for the sick and poor. All these are very auspicious and pious activities, but unless one renders service to the spiritual master and inquires submissively, then it's not possible that by our own abilities that we're going to understand what is the truth of life or the goal of life. And it's not just that we sit down and do nothing. Man proposes, God disposes. So we have to make the endeavor. We have to hear Shravanam Kirtanam. That's an endeavor. By hearing the pastimes of Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, all these questions, we're like sitting in the audience, seeing great, great personalities asking all the right questions, and hearing from the great acharyas and gurus answering based on scripture, based on the words of Krishna, based on sadhu, shastra, guru. And so how fortunate we are that Srila Prabhupada not only spread this knowledge all over the world, but translating these literatures and empowering his followers to also perform such Herculean tasks. We just heard that Gopal Krishna Maharaj passed away. I worked with Maharaj for the last 40 years practically. And we can see that he was dedicated to Srila Prabhupada and dedicated to book distribution, dedicated to giving shelter and guidance to all those who are willing to take that shelter. Just that the sunshine is shining brightly, so one can take advantage of the nourishing rays of the sun, or one can hide in a closet and not see the sunshine and feel, oh, I'm not getting the mercy. But the mercy comes by the Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. We need regulated hearing. We need regulated chanting. Prabhupada said, oh, you're distributing my books, but are you reading them? You should read the books. You should know the philosophy. So when atheists or when persons challenge you, you can answer properly. So we have all the ammunition necessary to fight this battle against Maya and illusion. Because one who takes up devotional service, he has enemies. Soon we're going to have the appearance day of Lord Narsingha Day. So Prahlad Maharaj, innocent boy, was tortured by his father, and all his the demons were thinking that this boy, what he's talking nonsense, talking about God. So when we speak about a life beyond this temporary material life, that there's a God, there's a spiritual world, and there's a process of devotion which will give one higher pleasure, much more happiness. But first we have to take the medicine. That people are not willing to take the medicine. They want that prayaschitta, what is it, nivritti, that one who is looking for immediate sense gratification, he's thinking, why I should perform austerities and penances? And who knows, maybe there's no life after death. There's probably no God. So let me just enjoy my life as best I can. It's like sticking your head in the sand like an ostrich and thinking there's no danger. But the dangers are there. And the proof is that everyone's going to get old, get diseased, and die. So I feel fortunate to be here in New Ramanreti, because we have in Vrindavan also Gorni Thai, Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyama Sundar, and the hearing and chanting of Krishna's holy name, worshipping of Srila Prabhupada. It may seem as though we're part of club, a cult, or following something blindly. But what's blind about Srimad Bhagavatam? How philosophical, if you see the praises of the great scientists and those who are respected in the intellectual world from the best universities, praising Prabhupada's books as a light, a hope for the society which is living in darkness, is becoming hopeless. And it's just one generation after another, just being crushed by the wheel of time, by Kala. This time factor is crushing everyone. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, when he asked to see the universal form, Krishna showed, and Arjuna was seeing that Kala, the Lord's form of time, is crushing all living entities. And this Krishna consciousness is a gift to humanity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt compassion and love. The devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were feeling the sufferings of others. They wanted to sacrifice their own so-called enjoyment to give guidance to others so they can be happy. They can all be happy together, chanting and dancing. And what are we going to chant? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That austerity that Lord Brahma performed in penance was appreciated by Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada is always asking that you come to the morning program. Are you chanting your rounds? Are you following the regulations and principles? Are you distributing books? Are you reading? So all these prayers are there. Every morning we sing them for the Guru, that he's engaging us in deity worship, cleansing the temple, book distribution, preaching, kirtan. And this is the life. And more realizations will come, and more confidence will be there that yes, there's a spiritual world beyond this temporary world, and it's becoming revealed more and more. Just like in the morning time, certain times of the year, there's fog. In Vrindavan generally, end of December, January, there's heavy fog. You can't see hardly. But in heavy fog, one is blinded, cannot see, very difficult to move in the fog. Prabhupada gives the example when they were on the Jaladuta crossing the ocean, and the fog comes, the ship would stop, and the horn, oh, you know, they would sound the horn so that other vehicles may not collide in the darkness of the fog. So we're all covered by this fog of bodily consciousness, the illusion that we are this body, but we're actually Krishna's servants. We're eternal residents of the spiritual world, and that spiritual nature never gets compromised, but temporarily covered over. And that covering, by the process, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaito Darpanam Marjanam Bhava Mahadevagni Nirvapanam, that by chanting the Lord's name, the dust on the mirror of the heart is cleansed. If a mirror is all dusty, you can't see yourself. But as you clean that dust, then you can see your reflection. And Krishna is so kind that he assists, he comes with us at every moment. You may think, well, if the Lord's there and he sees I'm suffering, why doesn't he shake me and wake me and, you know, force me to perform devotional service and stop my sinful activities? Because that independence is there. Krishna is supremely independent. We're minutely independent. You can't force your child, love me. I force you to love me. The more you try to pressure, the more they repel. The more they, no, leave me alone. So unless and until we actually take up the process of Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, and the Sadhu Sangha, you may think, well, where are the sadhus? Sadhus are those who are chanting Krishna's holy name, who are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, who are serving the Lord and preaching his message. These are sadhus. And the sadhus have the same interest and goal in mind, to go back home, back to the spiritual kingdom. And we're all together. We may think that, oh, you know, others are not performing according to how Prabhupada wanted us to perform. But I see that there are many wonderful Vaishnavas, and those who are not behaving properly, we avoid their association, but stay in the society. It's not we're feeling that, only a society we can make any advancement on my own. We cannot. Very difficult being an independent person think that I'll chant at home, less hassle, less headache, and not take the association of devotees. But that association, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees would come together and they would chant and dance and take prasad, celebrate the festivals, and even discussing the philosophy with those who could appreciate. And now we have a Rath Yatra coming. So the Rath Yatra is powerful. Lord Jagannath is there, prasadam is there, book distribution is there, holy name is there. So we should also see that Prabhupada is happy and pleased. He reasons ill to tell that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still and sound. And by this chanting, spreading the holy name all around, the Vaishnavas, they're continually serving Krishna. Bhaktya mama vijanati yavan yas chasmi tatvataha. By devotional service, one can understand more and more in Krishna. Manmanabhava madbhakto madhyaji mang namaskuru mami vasasi satyante pratijane priyasame. Think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me. Offer your homage unto me. Thus you'll come to me without fail. I promise you this because you're my very dear friend. So simply by hearing about Krishna and chanting his glories, one becomes a friend of Krishna. Krishna is happy and pleased. So we have our duty to perform, and it begins with hearing and chanting and serving. Also, doing service is very essential and important. Prabhupada said, do as I am doing. Prabhupada would rise early in the morning, chanting, praying to the Lord that make my words suitable for the understanding of the suffering conditioned souls. And they would deeply meditate on the translations of the great acharyas and take the words of the great acharyas and make them suitable for our understanding. Not that you change anything, but we're very slow in spiritual advancement. We're in Kali Yuga. We're unfortunate and we're not interested, nor do we have a long attention span. We're very forgetful. So Srila Prabhupada, empowered by his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the six Goswamis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, their mission is growing and developing. There may be some difficulties, and there'll always be difficulties in this world. Just like Prahlad had difficulties, we'll have so many persons who will become our enemies because they're thinking, this is our life. Intoxication, gambling, meat eating, and sex life, and you're trying to stop us from our happiness and enjoyment. How this can go on? But we're having a higher taste. Prabhupada said those sweet balls, simply wonderful, gulab jamun, nice prasadam, wonderful philosophy, wonderful singing, dancing, and wonderful devotees. Whatever shortcomings and difficulties we're having, That fog will dissipate as the sun rises and the intensity of the hearing and chanting continues. That fog dissipates and clarity will come. So we continue and continue serving Prabhupada with all our energy. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki. So I'll leave a little time for questions if anyone has any questions or comments. Yes, Prabhu.
Haribol Prabhuji, very nice class. That's due to association in Vrindavan, right? When Varnashram was just established, they were just like the four social orders. I mean, there's the four spiritual and the four social orders. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra. But when Pratiloma took place, intermixture of the caste, then you get so many other degradation. So many. Pulinda, Huna, like there's a
big variety.
Many, because of the intermixture. You know, so I guess Vidura is interesting to understand why these things were happening. And he wanted to hear more really about it. Yeah. So that's how gradually the intermixture of the caste caused so many other castes, so to speak. You know? And it was interesting when it was speaking of, when Srila Prabhupada wrote about in one of the planets, in Pitri Lok, one day there is 6 months on earth. So when people usually do the Pindar ceremony, that's why they do it like every 6 months, because then it's a day for the Pitris, you see? So that's, I used to wonder before, well, why it took so long, but it's because it's one day there, it's 6 months on earth, you see? So they would take that time to do it. Really. And there are so many other interesting things within those verses. No, very nice class.
They're very, there's like in colors, you mix colors, 8,400,000, you know, there's so many varieties of colors, and so desires of the living entities, you know, the different species, different clans, like you said, Palushta. And all these intricacies, especially trying to understand how is it one day here is 6 months, or one day in the heavenly planets is 6 months here, how does that work? I think it's not really that necessary for us to really try to, you know, intellectualize or understand all the details, but as one matures more and more, the understanding will become more relevant for us. But everything is discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam, all the details, but it all really leads to devotional service, bhakti, and getting out of the material existence, going back home, back to God. Okay.
What's going on in Vrindavan now?
What's going on in Vrindavan now? A lot of stuff goes on, I think, Radha and Krishna.
Give us some, huh?
Yeah. Well, we have, and it seems like after, especially the government in particular, is recognizing Vrindavan, Mathura, Govardhan, Barsana, a holy place, and people, many pilgrims are coming. So in Vrindavan, we just actually opened a Radha Govinda temple. They said they were opening the Leela that was read this morning by Mukhya. And just, we have a new temple there as well, small temple, but it's very nice, the Radha Govinda temple. We're building a big project, and we're feeding thousands and thousands, 25, 30,000 cups of khichdi going out every day to all our visitors. We probably have 50 to 100,000 people a day visiting the temple, so it's very busy. And thousands of books are going out in book distribution. Kirtan is going on. So Vrindavan's a very dynamic place, and it seems as though it's not going to get any more shanti, but being in the shelter of Krishna Balaram Mandir, you can experience the real flavor of Vrindavan, the real flavor of bhakti. Prabhupada said everything's there in the four walls of Krishna Balaram Mandir. But as we have that tendency, there are many people who want to go and try to, you know, understand different philosophies and this guru, that guru, this mystic, that mystic. You know, they want to go to Radha Kund. And of course, all these are sacred places and holy people. Many sadhus are there. But our family is Prabhupada. And I try to encourage that we stay in Prabhupada's family and just really stick to the principles that Prabhupada set up, just like Gopal Krishna Maharaj, if you read his will, it's very nicely, and he was emphasizing strictly that we just follow the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada and stay in Prabhupada's ISKCON, because ISKCON means Prabhupada was very much proud when he opened Krishna Balaram Mandir. You see the arti he performed, he was smiling and just so happy. The struggle he went through to establish Radharasa Bihari in Mumbai and Sri Radhashyama Sundar Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan, and also Radha Madhava and Panchatattva in Mayapur. So these are also foundational temples. So I have the great fortune of being there and trying to manage, but it's quite an incredible preaching opportunity. And also setting a standard for the deity worship also, setting a standard for kirtan and festivals. And so that's Vrindavan. It's a very place to recharge the batteries. We're also doing a Krishna Balaram development project. We've already put the foundation in. There'll be 200 nice rooms that people can come and recharge their batteries. And there'll be many preaching facilities, new restaurant, Laza Prasad, new bakery, and lots of gifts, spiritual gift stores. So like that, Vrindavan.
You have to give us some deals at the rooms, you know?
Yes, we'll give you a good deal on the rooms.
a nice point I like you made there was we belong to Prabhupada Sampradaya, Prabhupada group, and so we should encourage all devotees to come to this Prabhupada Nuga group. You know, it's important.
Yeah, there are Rupa Nugas and we're Prabhupada Nugas.
Right.
And Srila Prabhupada is everything, just like we're indebted to our father and mother that gave us this body and they took care of us. So Prabhupada, it's not that he's just, oh, just happened to be, I happen to be in Prabhupada. Prabhupada's the greatest, the most wonderful personality, most empowered representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he, not only in words, but you can see by his behavior, by his love, by his gift of Bhagavatam and the holy name, and fully, our whole day is scheduled, it's structured so beautifully that we can stay busy in Prabhupada's service and be with Prabhupada all the time. You're not going to be happy outside of Prabhupada's family. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.